Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Shaw. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. The fall weather's coming, and I could not be happier.
It is here.
Well, I guess it's supposed to go away on the weekend, but I'm enjoying it while it lasts.
That's right.
You got planting some wheat coming up, so go ahead and get right into it.
Yeah. You know, we're kind of in that lull. We really started some soybean harvest. Have got a lot of our corn harvest already wrapped up. So it's time to start thinking about that next cash crop, which would be wheat. With that being said, despite some of the recent rain that we got in late September, the most recent drought monitor still shows a lot of the state is in some kind of drought. And unfortunately, that precipitation outlook is not very favorable moving forward. And so for those that are wanting to plant wheat, producers are kind of left with just a few options of what they're going to do. The first option would be to just kind of dust it in. You know, we're going to plant at a normal seeding depth and the recommended planting dates, and we're just going to hope for rain. And the issue we have is a lot of our producers, when they go to dust something in, they want to plant the seed shallower than normal. But that actually could cause us more issues down the road, such as winter kill, freeze damage if that seed does emerge, and then just poor crown development. So planting that wheat crop at the normal depth and hoping for rain is probably our best option if we're going to just dust it in. As we said, precipitation amounts are predicted to remain well below normal for all of October. And if this should occur, producers should treat the fields if they were planting these fields later than optimum, because that emergence is going to be so delayed. So rather than cutting back on our seeding rates and fertilizers to save money on what we're going to call a lost cause, producers should actually increase their seeding rates and then consider using something like a fungicide treatment on those seeds to improve the early season development. The idea is to ensure that the wheat gets off to a good start when it does germinate. That way we have good yield potential, assuming that it eventually rains. And that's why we're planting the crop. We're banking on it eventually raining. Really, the worst case scenario in this dusted end scenario is if a light rain occurs, we get enough moisture down to those seeds where they germinate and they pop through the soil surface, but then it dries back out and those young seedlings just can't survive. So that's probably our worst case scenario in terms of dusting it in. The second option is really planting it deeper than normal. Okay, we're going to plant it in moisture. That's a decent idea if we can reach moisture, if we can physically plant that seed deep enough. The issue is, what if we get it too deep and that seedling can't emerge? So some of our varieties don't like being planted too deep, so we're going to lose some of that yield potential, but there's some of them that just physically won't come up, but they can't reach the soil surface if we plant them too deep. So while planting it too deep and planting it in moisture seems like a good idea, it's probably my third option if we were going to rank these. This would not be the second option. This would probably be at the bottom of the list. The third option is basically waiting until it rains to plant. Okay, so to overcome all the risk of a stand failure, producers may want to decide to just hold on to that and wait until the rain comes, we get good soil moisture, and, you know, I guess under the right conditions, if everything worked out perfect and it rained in time, that may be the best option. But we run a risk that the weather, you know, either stays too dry for too long, or when it does rain, it doesn't really stop and doesn't give us a chance to get back in the fields to get those, get that wheat planted. So if you were sitting there and you're looking at your neighbors who dusted it in and then we get really wet, they might have a really good stand of wheat. We're not going to have anything. We're going to still be sitting with the wheat in our bag. Now, that's not all bad. We have, you know, saved ourselves some seed cost, but there are some cons to this option as well. I mean, We're leaving that soil exposed all winter. So we could have some wind erosion. My biggest thing would be we're going to have to make a herbicide pass on those fields because we're going to have some winter annuals pop up. Anytime we leave that soil bare, we're going to have something try to grow there. So knowing that we're going to have to make a herbicide pass, if this is the option we choose, or potentially could have to make a herbicide pass because we're just not getting that wheat planted, maybe ever. Just if that's the option, make sure you're checking your crop insurance dates. You know, we don't want to be planting outside of those windows. I guess something I would say, maybe go back to the dusted end to kind of wrap this up. Maybe we delay the nitrogen recommendation or that application, excuse me. So maybe we wait and don't fertilize much in the fall, and we kind of wait until the spring to kind of put our fertilizer out there. We're just delaying or kind of deferring those expenses until we make sure we have a good stand at that point. So we can do that, not use any yield potential. So that might be the thing to do. Go ahead, dust it in, but let's hold off on the fertilizer, the nitrogen recommendation for, or application, excuse me, again, on that backside or into the spring. So anyways, if you guys have questions regarding wheat planting or just any other ag questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call at 785-448-6826.
Well, always interesting stuff when you guys come in, that's for sure. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.